Part 1 Chapter 1 Adventure Saying Yes to Life. A young woman darts into a Paris cafe and catches a man's eye. A rich girl and poor guy fight off villains. Lovers flee through the jungle to a cliff's edge. In the movies, romance means adventure, the thrill of danger, discovery, chase, and new love. Everything is exciting, exhilarating, and alluring. But Hollywood rarely associates adventure with marriage. Neither do we. If anything, we see it as quite the opposite. We say, why doesn't she get married and settle down? Hollywood really doesn't associate adventure with the mature among us, with the notable exception of Dame Judi Dench finding love in India, in the best exotic marigold films. But adventure matters. Adventure matters because for many of us, the temptation is to settle down and stay there. The marigold movies resonated because they touched on questions so many of us ask, like, who am I? Who are we? And what are we going to do in the time God gives us? What is the more that we may be missing? We smiled at a friend's description of a recent moment in her marriage. The older we get, the less patience we have with the northern winter. One way we break up the bleakness is by visiting friends of ours with a home on an island off the Florida coast. Manatees, pelicans, palm trees, and the elemental feeling of warm salt water lapping your toes are truly balm to the frozen soul. Best of all is the joy of hanging out with dear friends just as we are, totally relaxed. One evening, after a great meal, we were all chilling in front of the TV watching basketball. Everyone, including the two labs, was in some stage of reclining. Ah, this is the life. The next thing I knew, I was blinking and shaking off the fog of sleep. I'd nodded off, and so had everyone else. Some late-night talk show was droning on. One husband was asleep on the couch, another husband asleep sitting up, a wife curled up and snoozing, and both dogs were sprawled and snoring. I loved the peculiar vulnerability of it all. When do our friends see us asleep? I was glad my husband and I weren't the only ones who conk out in front of the tube, mouths agape. It was all so comfy and cozy. Fresh turns and new surprises. Comfy and cozy is great, but when are we too comfortable? When do we need to get off the recliner and make some changes? Swiss psychiatrist Paul Tournier, in The Adventure of Living, writes that we never find fulfillment except by living in a spirit of adventure. He specifically applies that to all seasons of marriage. To make a success of one's marriage, one must treat it as an adventure, with all the riches and difficulties that are involved in an adventure shared with another person. Depending on your personality, adventure means many things. For some who are wed to their routines, it could mean taking a different route to the grocery store. But there are great riches for long married partners in having something new to bring to the marriage. New ideas, new conversations, and new people to know. Newness and change, however modest, wakes up the brain, even carving new neural paths. It's good for our marriages and good for our health. But newness is not necessarily the same thing as novelty. Many of us have known couples whose later years seem to consist of an empty pursuit of pleasure. Yet neither do we want to remain stuck in our comfortable rut. Listen to psychiatrist Tournier, who writes that all through life we need fresh adventures, and that we find shared purposes in them by waiting on God for a new beginning. Here is his marriage prescription. The surrendered life is an adventure because it is always on the alert, listening to God, to his voice and to his angels. It is an absorbing puzzle, an exciting search for signs of God. Tournier describes the adventure of faith as exciting, difficult, and exacting, but full of poetry, of new discoveries, of fresh turns and new surprises.